Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about the responsibility of the people to get the right man to be the pastor of their church. Let's continue with that message today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I was listening to a preacher. If I said his name, you would know him. It's not necessary right now to say his name, but he said, I may have a bottle of wine in my refrigerator. I'm not going to tell you if I do or I don't, but I want you to know I have the liberty. Now, he wasn't preaching on the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, because the Fundamental Broadcasting Network and any radio station that stands true to the word wouldn't have allowed that. That would have been taken off right away, and that guy wouldn't be preaching on there again. But it was supposed to be a Bible broadcasting network that kept it straight, kept it right. Well, right now, right off the bat, you know, that's wrong. That's sinful. That's evil. Say, I've got liberty to have a bottle of wine in my refrigerator. Well, there's a sense in which it's right and wrong. I have liberty to shoot and kill somebody. That's right. I've got the liberty. But it's also true that there's a consequence that goes along with that. Okay, I can make the decision. So if you're talking about liberty, is making a decision? Yeah. Adam and Eve had a free will, so they had a liberty to make a decision to eat of that fruit. They did the wrong thing, and there's a consequence with it. So yeah, you got liberty in that way, but too many people do the same thing that really, I guess, Adam and Eve did. They turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. The grace of God, they turned to lasciviousness, and so they call it liberty. They call it grace. When in truth, it is lasciviousness. Anything goes, whatever my flesh feels like. By the way, you could say that that is the driving principle behind this modern contemporary movement, along with this movement to change all the old documents. You know, a lot of us get upset about what they're trying to do to the Constitution and everything else in the United States. I'm more upset about what people are trying to do, change the documents of the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic Text, by which our King James Bible was translated, that stood the test, that has over 5,400 sets of manuscripts, so there are 47 sets, and there are 47 sets disagree with themselves so many times that every 4 to 5 years they're changing their latest translation. You know, they said they arrived at it scientifically. Well, their science keeps changing every 4 or 5 years. How much can you depend on something like that? Well, I'm just telling you that we're looking at getting the right people in, and then our responsibility to follow that right person. But that right person better know the voice of God in his heart, so that he'll know God's leading. Because I fought against this radio call. I fought against that. I mean, I think that was around 96 or somewhere like that. It took me to about 2000 to finally get the program started, because I went to see people that own networks and asked them what they were looking for. Now, I mean, good fundamental networks, supposedly. And they told me, and I just kept praying about it. Then I laid out a thing. I said, Lord, there's two things that I didn't even tell my wife about these things, but I laid those things out to her, to God, should I say. And as a result of laying those things out to God, he brought them to pass. So I couldn't deny that that was his hand, what he wanted to do. And I started the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. That's how we got started. And when I wanted to call it the Lamp and Light, I was looking at Psalms 119. 105, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I said, boy, that would be a great verse to start each radio program with, you know, because it's the Word of God. It's the light unto my feet. It shows me myself. It's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It shows me the direction I ought to go. That's what the Word of God does. Now, became a popular song, and the lady that sang it, "Thy Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path," and she sang it and became very popular. I didn't know that stuff. I really didn't know this lady, who she was much, but I just remember being in a kind of a liberal Bible bookstore. Surely wasn't fundamental, although they had some good things in there. They had, you might say, some of each thing. But they were playing that. I said, wow, the music's fine, and words, and man, those words are great, you know. And their Bible straight from the Bible, and sings it so well. I said, I think I'm going to find out. And so I asked to name the musician that sings that and get a copy of that. And I said it to a couple of people around. They said, you know who that lady is? You know, she's the one that, she went to a nude beach in France, and she's done this and she does all these other things. I didn't know it. So I says, well, you know, we've got a Christian school here and the hundreds of kids. So I'd start asking some of those teenagers. So what do you think? What do you think? What do you know about it? Oh yeah, she's a good contemporary singer, you know, and all this other stuff. And so some of them that are in our school that aren't members of our church knew exactly who she was, and they loved it. You know, they loved that kind of thing because that's what their church did. Now, what are you saying? I didn't use that song for our intro. Instead, we used the Bible stands. And I like that. And the ones that sang it for us, they were fundamental. They were true to the Word. Now, ever since then, the college that group went to has kind of gone another direction as well. So, but at the time, their college was right. And I'm not going to even say who that was because I don't want to give any honor to what has gone evil and wrong. So I did that little part there just to get you in the idea that the pastor has a duty to be in the Word, to preach it, to teach it, to learn sound doctrine for reproving, for rebuking, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That is the number one duty he's got. And he gave pastors to the church as a gift to lead them in this direction. And then when a pastor, because we're to do that, he's to preach the Word. You get it to judgment. Pastor doesn't know everything about you. However, when you're at the judgment, know that this is going to happen. Know that at judgment, okay, now hold on to this, but this is true. At the judgment seat of Christ for Christians, some will be ashamed at his appearing. Some will have confidence. Some will hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Some will hear, saved, so as by fire. And they're saved, but so as by fire, that's not a good thing for them to hit that state in their Christian life. But I believe that what will be called into an account is wherever that Christian was a member, the pastor will be asked, I believe, in front of, what did you preach? Did you preach this? Did you preach that? And when he says yes, and you weren't there, because see, goodness gracious, I don't know who all was here Sunday. I mean, I couldn't do a roll call in my mind of everyone's here. And I don't know too many pastors that could. So I'm just saying is that you realize that he's got a responsibility to preach, because when he is asked that he preach this, and he did, and you didn't heed it, well, what did he say there? Well, it's going to be, for that pastor, he's going to do it with really just having seen that as just unprofitable for you because, well, he does it with greed because he did preach it. But obviously with you, it was not effective. If that is the case with you. So these passages that we looked at here, as a matter of fact, let me just take you to one other passage here while I'm thinking of, okay? Acts chapter 20, and I'm going to look at verses 28 through 31. Because it says there, take heed to yourselves. When the Bible tells you take heed to yourself, that puts responsibility upon you. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, that is, all the local churches, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. Now, do you know who he's talking to? He's talking to pastors. You better take heed. The Holy Ghost made you an overseer. And so you better do what God says. I was listening to a preacher. If I said his name, you would know him. It's not necessary right now to say his name. But he said, I may have a bottle of wine in my refrigerator. I'm not going to tell you if I do or I don't. But I want you to know I have the liberty. Now, he wasn't preaching on the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, because the Fundamental Broadcasting Network and any radio station that stands true to the word wouldn't have allowed that. That would have been taken off right away, and that guy wouldn't be preaching on there again. But it was supposed to be a Bible broadcasting network that kept it straight, kept it right. Well, right now, right off the bat, you know, that's wrong. That's sinful. That's evil. Say, I've got liberty to have a bottle of wine in my refrigerator. Well, there's a sense in which it's right and wrong. I have liberty to shoot and kill somebody. That's right. I've got the liberty. But it's also true that there's a consequence that goes along with that. Okay, I can make the decision. So if you're talking about liberty, is making a decision? Yeah. Adam and Eve had a free will, so they had a liberty to make a decision to eat of that fruit. They did the wrong thing, and there's a consequence with it. So yeah, you got liberty in that way, but too many people do the same thing that really, I guess, Adam and Eve did. They turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. The grace of God, they turned to lasciviousness. And so they call it liberty. They call it grace. When in truth, it is lasciviousness. Anything goes, whatever my flesh feels like. By the way, you could say that that is the driving principle behind this modern contemporary movement, along with this movement to change all the old documents. You know, a lot of us get upset about what they're trying to do to the Constitution and everything else in the United States. I'm more upset about what people are trying to do, change the documents of the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic Text, by which our King James Bible was translated, that stood the test, that has over 5,400 sets of manuscripts, so they're 47 sets, and they're 47 sets disagree with themselves so many times that every 4 to 5 years they're changing their latest translation. You know, they said they arrived at it scientifically. Well, their science keeps changing every 4 or 5 years. How much can you depend on something like that? Well, I'm just telling you that we're looking at getting the right people in, and then our responsibility to follow that right person. But that right person better know the voice of God in his heart so that he'll know God's leading. Because I fought against this radio call. I fought against that. I mean, I think that was around 96 or somewhere like that. It took me to about 2000 to finally get the program started, because I went to see people that own networks and asked them what they were looking for. I mean, good fundamental network, supposedly.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.